Sunshine 96.7 FM. WLMX LP St. Petersburg. Radio St. Pete.
Hello, St. Petersburg. Hello, Tampa Bay. How we doing, beaches? Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are up next.
Whatever. I went down to the beach and saw Kiki. She was all like, and I'm like, whatever. And this chick comes up to me and she's all like, hey, aren't you that dude? And I'm like, yeah, whatever. So later, I'm at the pool hall and this girl comes up and she's all like, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. Cause this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of
Hey, I'm Damon Fowler, and nothing gives me the blues more than listening to the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
Let's get this show on the road.
Okay, here we go. Happy Friday, folks. My name is Mark, and this is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. So, it's been a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Yes, it has.
Matter of fact, it's been a pretty nice week.
It has.
Temps are down, and we're finally getting a little bit of a relief from the humidity.
Yes.
Yeah.
Drier.
It's nice. I wore a sweatshirt the last 2 days, two mornings.
Right? There was a bit of a nip in the air.
A little bit. It was a little nipply out. So we're getting there. I'm thinking this morning. I was thinking, you know what? Probably next week I start with the long pants.
Oh,
might be time to put the shorts away, but maybe that's premature. I don't know.
I haven't really looked at the weather.
You know how I am about the cold weather. I mean, it's been. I mean, truly, this week was probably one of the prettiest weeks we've had all year.
Oh, gorgeous!
Beautiful fall weather here in the FLA. I hear this weekend it's supposed to get a little bit cooler. There's a cold front coming in.
Right.
I did see something on what's happening in the tropics, and there's that Melissa out there.
Right.
But it looks like she's going to get on out of here. She's going to get up.
I don't know.
She's heading like northeast. She's going to do a lot of damage in Puerto Rico.
Yes.
And whatever that and one then- behind, Cuba.
Then,
right.
You know, supposedly yeah. The big hook's going to happen back out into the Atlantic.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, they're talking about earlier today that Melissa is going to be one of the biggest storms ever.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Thank God she's going somewhere else.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So I like the change of weather. But you know me. Here in about 2 weeks, I'll be the biggest bitch you've ever seen in your life.
Right. Complaining about how cold it is.
How cold it is. I mean, already. I mean, a week of slightly lower temps and slightly lower humidity. And already my stiffness has come back. My hands and my knees and my back. And
down with the stiffness.
Yeah. It's not a good stiffness. It's all the bad stiffness is back. So anyway, not looking forward to that. We are coming to you live as we do every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. from our Genzo Garb Treehouse Studio, located in the historic Jungle Prada neighborhood of St. Petersburg, Florida. You fine folks are checking us out on either Radio St. Pete Online or on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives.
Yes.
In the studio right now... Well, it's just me and my blushing bride, Stephanie.
Yes.
Here soon, I believe our boy, Ty Ginn, will be joining us. He just got home a few minutes ago. He's got to have a little time to do whatever.
Regroup. Grab something to eat.
Then come into the studio and join us.
So and then grace us with his presence.
Right, all his snarkiness and all that. he'll be in directly. Let's see, 727-804-5891 is the number to call or text If you want to play along with the show tonight, we have a lot of stuff to talk about, as we always do. Sometimes I feel like because this show is sort of like a week in review, you know, I start taking notes for next week's show, like first thing Saturday morning.
Yes.
And I take notes of everything I see on TV, everything we watch, everything I hear on the radio, every conversation I hear, that kind of thing. And sometimes I feel like this is 2 hours of me just beating you over the head with all the stuff that I've heard all week. And I hope you don't feel that way, but sometimes it's hot and heavy. But I feel like we always have a lot of stuff to talk about.
Yes.
And here's what I'm getting at is if you want to call or text 727-804-5891, you can play along. You can give us your 2 cents worth on anything that we're talking about. And we appreciate that.
Inflation, it's 20 cents now.
You can give us your 20 cents worth on what we're talking about. Anyway, 727-804-5891 if you want to call or text during the show. And listen, if you hear something in the first hour that's stuck in your crawl in the second hour and you want to bring it up in the second hour, go ahead and do it. We don't care. We'll pump the brakes. We'll shut it down. We'll respond to anything.
We can circle back.
We can circle back. Yeah. Anyway, no rules here.
No, not ever.
Mm-mm. Anyway, so I feel like the biggest story of the week is he tore it off. after saying that his ginormous ballroom wouldn't impact the east wing of the White House, it'll be very close, but it won't touch it. He tore the damn thing off. One of the things that I was hearing earlier this week or today or yesterday is that people are like, hey, you know what, he's just a renter there. That's the people's house. Did he get any sort of
approval
about this?
You know, did he go to the HOA?
Have you seen the pictures?
Oh, I've seen the pictures. Literally,
the east wing is gone. Mm-hmm. Gone. That east wing was built in 1902.
And
it's gone.
And we have, but we don't have enough money in the budget for healthcare.
Well, the thing is, I mean, the government's been shut down for 24 days now. People aren't working, not getting paid. People are working, not getting paid. But he needs a ballroom.
He needs a ballroom.
He needs a ballroom. A big one. Yeah. A 90,000 square feet. Ballroom, 90,000 square feet. Do you understand? Do you realize that the ballroom is bigger than the actual White House?
That's ridiculous.
It's unbelievable. It is unbelievable. And the renderings that I've seen of the inside, it's going to be all gold and gaudy.
No.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Somebody needs to put an end to the destruction.
Yeah.
Literally.
I heard somebody say the other day, they said, and this is a person who has been a lifelong nurse, okay? And they said her theory is that he's terminal, okay? And the reason he's pushing for the ballroom, the reason he put out last week the Arc de Trump, the reason that he wants the Peace Prize so much is that he knows he's on his way out, and he wants to create his legacy.
Ticking clock.
And what about all the conversations he's had where he goes, well, I just would really like to be able to go to heaven.
Yeah.
Well, good luck with that one. Anyway, I don't know. It's ridiculous. We got people out of work and
people
that kind of
working
thing.
That aren't getting paid.
Right. My question is, make it make sense, MAGA. Make it make sense.
Yeah.
Make it make sense. I'd love to hear somebody go, oh, yeah, well, we need that as a nation.
We need a ballroom.
And I said in my invitation, ballroom? White folks don't dance. Do they? They shouldn't have time to dance all that's going on in America.
And we've seen Trump dance.
Good Lord.
Or what he calls dancing.
I've heard some pretty obnoxious names for that dance. I will not repeat them here on the show. Anyway, the World Series starts tonight.
Oh, that explains the Google baseball theme.
We've got the Toronto Blue Jays hosting the L.A. Dodgers for Game 1. First pitch will be tonight at about 8 o'clock, right after our show.
Mm-hmm. Is that Eastern time? Are they playing in Toronto?
Yeah, in Toronto. So I don't. But anyway, it's going to air here at 8 o'clock. So.
Or will it?
Right. I don't know.
Or will it be on our TV? It may air here.
There he is, Mr. America.
It may not air in our house.
How you doing, Ty Ginn?
I'm here.
He's here.
He's here. Mm-hmm.
We just talked about the ballroom.
Oh.
And the importance of that for America.
Mm.
And how if we don't get this thing built, we'll probably all just wither away.
Yep.
What will we do without it?
What with, you know, all the SNAP benefits being canceled or whatever.
Right. November 1st,
yep.
All those benefits are going to be gone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tick, tick.
I have a theory that we'll talk about a little bit later in the show about, well, I'll just give a hint. And you know how I like serial killers and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe in hindsight, Trump might be a psycho killer.
Oh, you should have played that song. I love
I did.
That. Oh.
We went through the sound check.
I wasn't paying attention.
That's the halfway song, Psycho Killer.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned, everybody. Yeah, so we were just talking about the World Series tie, and I know you're excited about that.
Oh, yeah.
One of the things that I know you're probably rooting for the Dodgers over the or do you want the Canadian team, the Toronto Blue Jays?
They're Canadian?
Right now, Ty's rooting Canadian.
Well, they're Canadian until they become the 51st state.
Right.
And then they'll just be another American team.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. What I found interesting is that this is the 121st World Series. Turns out that Jesus actually played in the very first World Series, and he was a pretty good third baseman.
I think he wanted you to ring the bell.
That's okay. That's why I have to get another bell over here. A good bell and a bad bell.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, it turns out Trump played in the first World Series.
Yeah. So here it is, October 24th, and it seems like most of the snowbirds are back.
They're flocking.
Mm-hmm. Great to see everybody.
Is insane.
Mm-hmm. Great to see everybody. Now, please, everybody go home. It's almost like when your grandchildren come to visit. It's like, oh, my God, how fun is this? Beat it.
A couple hours later, you're like, I'm exhausted.
Now beat it. Yeah. Where I work went from a ghost town to a bustling little village overnight. And the whole me, now has already started.
Ramping up.
It's amazing to me how the people that leave for 6-7 months, they come back and they feel like, oh, well, I just came back to the resort.
Yes.
Here in Florida. And how dare it not be resortish?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty crazy. Yeah, the whole me, now is in full effect already. And we're only about a week in.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and what you mentioned, Steph, is that the traffic, there is a noticeable difference
noticeable.
In the traffic already. So
it took me.
Be patient, everybody.
It took me almost 5 minutes.
5 minutes
to get out of the front gate to come home today.
Man,
so I'm gonna have to start using the back gate to come and go.
Mm-hmm.
I have to use the back gate in the morning.
Mm-hmm. I celebrate that I personally have three pairs of Crocs pretty much every day. But yesterday was National Crocs Day.
It's kind of a holiday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Crocs are a footwear that I swore that I would never wear.
Ty still does to this day.
And then I tried them on, and it was like walking on fat babies, and I was hooked.
And haven't taken them off since.
I've taken them off since. I mean, at first I wouldn't wear them out in town, but now I pretty much I wear them everywhere.
even to work.
Weddings, funerals, bar mitzvahs. I wear my Crocs just about everywhere. I love my Crocs. However, my current everyday everywhere pair gave me a pretty nasty blister when we were doing our 15-mile death march in Key West last week.
You got the croc foot.
I got the croc foot.
15 miles a day.
Yeah. So, anyway, Ty, I got to get you in some Crocs. You and Grandpa Ron are the ones I'm really trying to push the Crocs on. Probably Christmas, right around the corner.
I'm not doing
it. Be looking forward to a pair of Crocs, buddy. You'll love it. I'm telling you. You'll love it. I don't know what it is that you don't like about them.
I mean, you've seen them, right?
Yeah, right. Listen, there was a period of time. There was a period of time when I felt weird wearing them out in town. Truly. It was almost like...
You had a vanity issue.
I compare it to when all of a sudden we all had to wear a mask everywhere. I mean, that first time you had to wear a mask out in public, it was like, what am I doing?
No, that was great.
It was... Yeah, but you didn't feel weird about it? I felt weird about it. I felt more weird about wearing the mask. I mean, I got all of the... You know, so-called benefits. That were all debunked later. But
it was nothing new to me. I mean, I wear a mask going into banks all the time.
Do you know it's illegal to wear sunglasses in a bank?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't know that until I was tackled on the floor and handcuffed.
Got to be quicker than that.
Got to be quicker.
Over at the Truist.
You got to get your note out. Got to be cool. Yeah.
Make sure there's no line.
You got to juke the guard out of his cleats and get on out the door and down the road.
It's tough now. I mean, because everybody has a gun, so you really have to step it up. I bring a bazooka most of the time.
Just really go in. I've always said that I think you could rob a bank with a rubber band. You know what I mean? You point a rubber band at somebody's eye, they're going to give you whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing, man? Don't do that.
Let's not get crazy.
Clear out the drawers. Hit the safe. Let's load this bag up, and I'm out of here.
Give me all the pens.
Put your rubber band back on your wrist, and you walk out.
And start snapping it for stress relief.
Right. Yep. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about some birthdays. So, Chuck Berry. Ty, I don't know what your thoughts on. You're a sort of a rock and roll, sort of death metal guy. Chuck Berry, the king / father of rock and roll. And I don't think that that's even arguable, would have been 99 last Saturday.
Yeah, no, he's great. He was a weird dude, though.
He was weird, but, there's so many performers that are weird. I don't know that you can be a performer without a level of weirdness.
That's what makes them great.
I feel like I'm pretty weird.
That helps the creativity.
You're weird. Mom's definitely weird.
Yeah, but you're not like... Hide in a porta potty weird.
No, not that weird yet. But, you know, I mean, it could happen. It could be introduced to me. You know, it's like there's a lot of things that you try, like the Crocs. A lot of things you say you'll never do, but you do. You know, all of a sudden it's like you're introduced to something. Now all of a sudden you're into it.
You're hooked.
One day you're not hanging out in bathroom stalls. The next day it's like, this is the best thing ever.
No, he was in the porta potty.
Okay.
Like in it.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know
that's
that.
That's problematic.
That is problematic.
Yeah, it's a bit odd.
Maybe he was only in it for the blue coloring.
Right.
And the floaties.
Mm.
Gross. Let's see.
Thank you, Ty.
Actor Peter Boyle would have been 90 last Saturday. So Peter Boyle... best role.
I don't know.
I'm thinking Frankenstein and Young Frankenstein. That's one of the funniest movies I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
And he was fantastic in that. But then he was also in Everybody Loves Raymond. He was the dad.
Mm-hmm.
For many years he did that. I know that I've seen him in other things that aren't as memorable, but he had a good career. Peter Boyle would have been 90 if he were still alive last Saturday. Former Vice President Kamala Harris turned 61 on Monday. We're the same age. Mm. Mm-hmm. How about that?
Different life choices.
Yeah. Actor Christopher Lloyd turned 87 on Wednesday.
Great Scott.
Have you ever been a big fan of Back to the Future?
Yeah.
I hear people rave about that movie, and I was just never that into it.
I love those movies.
And there's like a whole franchise.
There's three of them.
Just three? Yeah. I thought there were like eight of them.
No, there's three.
Oh, I was thinking, I must have been thinking about Rocky.
I think two.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, people have always raved about the Back to the Future movies. But
I liked the first one.
Christopher Lloyd is an eclectic sort of actor, has always played sort of eclectic roles. Back when I was a kid, a teenager, he was, what was his name in Taxi? I can't think of what his name was. But
I can see it.
Anyway, 727-804-5891. Help us out. Christopher Lloyd in Taxi. What was his name? And then the last one, I have Johnny Carson. Would have been 100 years old yesterday.
Wow.
How about that? 100 years old
yesterday.
Here's Johnny. Right. Mm-hmm. So let's see. Last Saturday was the latest. Here we go. Our granddaughter, Rosalie, will be 10 on Sunday.
Happy birthday, Rosalie.
Happy birthday, Rosalie. Thank you, Debbie Dan. So that's our first text of the evening. Let's break the seal on that. Let's get a bunch more. Let's go, everybody.
10. Wow, mm-hmm. That's amazing. How'd she get she get to be 10?
No. How'd Millie get to be 6? Almost 7.
Right.
It just happens. Time marches on. So last Saturday was the latest No Kings protest, biggest one ever, with an estimated 7 million participants. My question is, does it or will it make a difference?
Not yet.
Does it send a message?
I think it sent a message. I mean,
does it send a message to not only Donnie, but to the rest of his minions? Does that make them nervous at all?
I've
heard
more.
That it's made him mad.
He tore down the whole East Wing so that he could renovate the bunker underneath. That's where the bunker is.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's really doing.
Well, I knew that the bunker was under there, but I didn't realize that that was his. Why do you think that? Because that's where he's going to hide out?
Yeah, probably.
You know, 50 years from now, they're going to pull him out of there. He's going to have this huge long beard and long hair, and he'll be, you know, he won't be fat anymore. And
50 years.
He'll still be orange-ish.
No, they'll have him on life support forever.
No.
The emperor never dies.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see.
10,000 years on the golden throne.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that, you know, that classic Trump, right after the No Kings protest, I guess it was like Sunday morning, the meme. Have you seen the meme of him in the fighter jet?
Oh, yeah. With
the crown on and the fighter jet, you know, dumping crap all over the protesters. I mean, that's very presidential.
Presidential.
Yeah. Very presidential. And it's like, thank God we have him leading our country, because, I mean, what would we do without this child?
I feel safer.
Oh, I do too.
Mm-hmm.
100%. 100%.
He's going to lead us right into this new war.
Which one?
Yeah.
Which one? Well, the thing is, he's so good at stopping wars.
Right.
So, I mean, if he does lead us into a new war, he should be able to stop it in like 24 hours. So don't get all uptight, Ty.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be, you know, one day next, you know, one day here, next day done.
Well, it's going to be bigly.
The one in Venezuela, he won't even call it a war because it's already over.
Yeah. Oh, it was Jim. Jim Ignatrosky in Taxi. Christopher Lloyd's.
Christopher Lloyd.
Thanks, Debbie. That's very nice. Yep. So.
Did you see where he was talking about they're just going to kill people?
What? Mm. Where? When?
I'll have to show you that.
Like, what people? What people are you talking
about. They were asking him if he was going to declare war on Venezuela, and he was all like, no, I don't think we need to do that. We're just going to keep killing people.
Well, now he's blown up about like 5 or 6 boats now.
No, it's like 10.
Really?
10.
Yeah, there's been one like every day.
I would like just for once for them to stop one just to make sure that it's got, you know, the drugs on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
That'd be cool.
It's unbelievable to me. It's all of it. It's like a dream.
Yeah. It's like a nightmare, honey.
Yep. Here's something. Is Barron Trump gay? I mean, it's cool with me if he is.
I don't think he dresses well enough.
No.
I mean, it's cool with me if he is, but shouldn't Donnie be signing him up for conversion therapy?
No.
Isn't that what they do?
It doesn't apply to them.
They do the whole conversion therapy?
That's not for the royals.
Maybe some one-on-one time with Stephen Miller might straighten that boy out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, that might seal the deal.
Yeah. Supposedly, he has an Argentinian ballroom dancer, which will come in handy.
Yes.
Once the ballroom is there.
Yeah.
Boyfriend named Carlos.
Mm.
That's what I heard.
I've not heard that.
I've heard it. So I think he looks like Dracula. So
yeah, he does.
Somebody likes sucking something. Nobel. Huh? Wow.
I know. Shocked.
I just got the Nobel Peace Prize.
Way to go, Ty.
Yeah. Sometimes I crack myself up. yesterday the Bloodmobile was at work all day again.
Nice.
Did I donate?
No.
Hell no.
Of course not.
Did not. I said to Bridget, I said, hey, I was just outside the Bloodmobile, and they said, you're up next. And she goes, I'm not giving blood over there. If I'm going to give anything, I'm going to give platelets. I said, they do that. They're waiting for you. She said, yeah, but that takes 3 hours. I said, yeah, so work an hour overtime. She said, no.
No.
No. So it's important, but not if you have to work overtime.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not that.
I'm willing to save some lives, but not if I have to work overtime. I get it. I get you.
I'll do anything for love.
You're not giving me.
But I won't do that.
I won't do that. Right. oh, man. What about that jewelry heist at the Louvre?
Good for them.
How about that? Isn't that something? I mean, this is like right out of a movie. You know?
Yeah. It's fantastic.
Broad daylight.
They used a crane.
They used a scissor lift sort of thing
to
break in a window. Then they just walk in like they own the joint, break into some cases, steal, I don't know, a couple million dollars worth of crown jewels.
$100 million. Couple hundred million.
Oh, wow. That
stuff was already stolen anyway.
Yeah, right. You know, the Louvre didn't own it.
Yeah.
Own that stuff.
Well, I saw a meme that it's like, in France, even the burglars have a better work-life balance than we do. Because they didn't even break in until like 9:30 in the morning.
Yeah, right. They slept in.
They didn't do it at dawn.
Probably had some baguettes, yeah, some croissants.
Did a breakfast.
Some wine.
Are we ready? It broke in. Stole the stuff. So what I'm hearing about the whole thing is that what everybody's concerned about is that they have to catch them before they melt it all down.
They're not going to melt it.
Because that's the only way. I mean, how you're not going to be able to put that online. You're not going to be able to go anywhere.
That's a tough fence, that one.
Sure it is. No. You're going to have to melt it down, sell the gold as gold, and then sell the jewels individually.
No. No.
No? You got to figure it out?
No.
You're part of the heist?
No. Baguette. No, it's worth more
in its
in its current state, well, the thing is, have to do is lay low
for
the
like,
black market.
Yeah, but for like how many years? And the thing is, the black market
is alive and well.
Don't you imagine that, okay, they were probably hired by a bunch of billionaires, mm-hmm. and it was like, if you guys can do this, this is something I've wanted in my collection forever. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We will pay you an exorbitant amount of money if you can get this done. And you get those to me, and I will, nobody will ever see them, but they will be in my collection forever.
They will be mine.
Yeah. It's already with somebody.
Yeah, that's my thought.
The first pieces for the new ballroom.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
To put on display.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, it's time for a break.
Yes.
Already, prattling along just like we have all the time in the world. All right, folks, we're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine, 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. I talked about a special birthday last Saturday. Chuck Berry.
Chuck Berry.
Would have been 99 years old last Saturday. King, father of rock and roll. Dig this, Johnny B. Goode. All right. Well, that was Chuck Berry with Johnny B. Goode. I said before the break and earlier in the show that Saturday would have been his 99th birthday. And if you're one of these yahoos that thinks that Elvis was the king of rock and roll, you are wrong.
Try again.
You are mistaken. Chuck Berry truly was, in my mind and in a lot of people's minds, the true king and father of rock and roll. And you know, it was kind of interesting last night when I was picking music. I wanted to play Johnny B. Goode in honor of Chuck Berry's birthday. And so I know that in the past I've played Johnny B. Goode by several artists. Okay, the Grateful Dead, Peter Tosh has a great one. There's several more that we've played on the show. And so then I started, because I pulled this up, this version here, and if you go to Chuck Berry and pull up Johnny B. Goode, there's probably, you know, he's probably got 10 albums with Johnny B. Goode on it.
Right.
But the thing is that they were all recorded so long ago that the sound is not so great.
Right.
So it was like, do I find something that has a much better sound to it, or do I go with the OG, Chuck Berry? So then I start looking at, and so it's like when you go up on iTunes, you can look at the ones that they recommend, right off the bat, and then you hit all. There's probably about 1,000 artists that have covered Johnny B. Goode mm-hmm. in all different languages, in all different genres of music.
Nice.
I mean, the one we've also played on this show, Peter Tosh's version, is very reggae, and it's a fantastic one. The Grateful Dead do a fantastic one. I don't know. It's just, but I decided to go with the OG.
I think Guar did one.
Probably. I mean, just about everybody. Just about, if they recorded it and it's on iTunes, it was there. I hit all, and it was like, you got to be kidding me. You know, I mean, in all different languages. I mean, there was Japanese, Chinese, Spanish. You know, I mean, you name it. It was, you name it. Johnny B. Goode is, it was probably like the very first rock and roll song ever. That might not be true, but pretty close to it. Anyway, 727-804-5891 is the number to call if you want to play along. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We got little old Stephanie over there, my blushing bride, our boy Ty Ginn, and then of course me, Marco, and we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. Let's see, what were we going to talk about? Oh, let's talk about this whole thing that happened, I guess it was maybe at the end of last week or earlier this week, where all the journalists walked out of the Pentagon because they didn't want to go along with Pete Hegseth's 21-page restrictions on what they could print or not print. And I mean, it's like, who does he think he is?
Right.
I feel like I say that all the time about everybody in the whole regime. It's mm-hmm. like, who do they think they are? It's like, I mean, really, it's like Pete Hegseth, dude, you were in the military, but kind of not really. and you were a host on Fox News on the weekends, and now you're the what's it, Secretary of War?
Right.
Secretary of War.
Okay.
Are we allowing ourselves to go with the new names?
No.
We're not allowing ourselves to go. Secretary. Ridiculous. It's not the Secretary of Defense, the Secretary of War. Are we going to go with the Gulf of America? Not ever. No. Not ever.
It's ridiculous.
Gulf of Mexico. What's the other one that's changed? I can't think of it now. There's like three big ones. I can't think of the other one. I'll think of it in a minute. But it's like, no. No, we're not doing that.
Pete Keg Breath.
Pete Keg's Breath. Right. I love that. Pete Keg's Breath. I mean, who does he think is? I mean, that speech that I heard the other day.
What happened to, like, freedom of the press?
We don't do that now.
Well, no. But, well, what part of the 21-page rule book basically said that you can't report on anything coming out of the Pentagon unless I approve it.
That's not how it works.
No, that's not freedom of press.
No.
It's not how it works. You know, so that's why they decided to walk out. They just said, no, excuse me.
Mind.
Even Fox News said no. I think at first it was only one
outlet
that's loyal to Trump, and then I think two. I think there's two total that are loyal to Trump that said, okay, yeah, we'll do that. We'll play that game.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, so we'll have...
Surprise.
What do they call that? State news?
Manipulated state news.
Yes.
Is what it'll be.
Just like, you know, other communist countries.
This needs to stop. We got a little situation here. The French are trying to overtake our show.
Look, they're very upset about the heist.
Quite.
yeah. Anyway, so that's that. Yeah. So we have, journalists saying, no way, we're not going to play, that kind of thing. What I am noticing, and what I've said all along, Steph, is that I wish the journalists would start to be a little bit more brazen about their questioning.
Well,
you know what I mean? And I have seen some clips. Yeah, and not back down. Not be, if you get kicked out of the room, you get kicked out of the room. But you put that out there. You put it out there. You put that question out there, the one that is uncomfortable for them to answer. And guess what? It's out there. And now everybody's like, oh. You know, it's almost like when you're in court, you know what I mean? And somebody shouts out something or says something, and the judge goes, strike that. Too late, buddy. Everybody
it's already
heard
out
it.
There.
It's already out there. Strike that. I already heard it. It's already in my bean, man.
The jury may not use this.
That's the only thing I can think about now. you know?
And thanks for stamping it forever in my brain.
Right. I mean, if you're a good attorney or if you're a good journalist, you got to put that. You got to put it out there, man.
Right.
You got to put it out there and let everybody else decide, you know? Especially
Agreed.
In a situation where they're trying to monitor what's being said.
Right.
You know, there's a reason why they're trying to monitor it.
Mm-hmm. There's a reason.
You know? And the reason that they're trying to monitor it is because it will affect them negatively.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, there you go. That's my thought on the whole.
That's your 20 cents on the matter?
That's my whole 20 cents worth because of inflation.
Mm.
Went from 2 cents to 20 cents.
It sounds about right.
Thanks, Biden.
Yeah.
Oh, no. That probably happened during the Obama. Mm-hmm. That's probably Obama that did that inflationary 2 cents to 20 cents worth mindset.
Barack Hussein Obama.
Terrorist. Terrorist.
The tan suit terrorist.
Damn him. Do you have any idea what he did to this country?
God, he spoke in complete sentences.
Unbelievable.
Gave people health care.
How dare he?
Yeah.
Like be presidential.
Just like a smooth criminal. Yeah, I think, did we mention that a couple more boats have been blown out of the water?
Yeah.
I mean, what's the whole deal with that? To me, that is like...
He's trying to start a war.
That's a war crime. That is absolutely a war crime. How do you just blow up boats? Listen, if you've got the intel, you know, that they are in fact drug boats, still, what about due process?
You don't, if you
catch a drug dealer on the street, you don't just kill him. You know what I mean?
Oh, well, maybe you do now in this.
You don't just kill him. You know, everybody deserves due process.
They don't think so.
Yeah. Well, they're brown people, and they're allegedly smuggling drugs in these very fast big boats, and they're That was a combination of RFK Jr. and Trump.
Oh, yeah. That's, okay.
I like to.
I hear it.
I'm going to start mixing them all in at one time.
They're all the same.
Well, what's going to happen?
They all drink the same Kool-Aid anyway.
What's going to happen? This was my thought. Mm. You know, if I were the Venezuelan drug dealer,
yeah,
I would load the boat full of dynamite.
Mm-hmm.
So that if it did get hit, it would make such an explosion, it would take out whatever craft just fired at it.
No, they're hitting them with from planes.
That's what I'm saying.
Have you seen any of the explosions? They're pretty horrific. They're pretty much vaporizing. It's like
excessive force.
Balloon gone. And these are all boats that are like open boats. I haven't seen one yet that's been like a closed boat. They're all just like...
They're all tiny boats.
Yeah, he's talking, oh, they're big, fast boats. They're the fastest boats ever, and they're big, and they're...
And they're open...
Yeah, they're open hull boats. It's, you know,
maybe
they're fishing boats.
Foot boat.
They're fishing boats.
Oh,
and they're
okay.
Just blowing up, man. They're vaporizing them. It's unbelievable. And they're doing it from planes. They're not doing it from boats. They're just... Yeah, it's no bueno.
He wants to start a war so we don't have to have an election.
Yeah. Well, hopefully with all the money that we're sending to Argentina, that if we do get in a war, they'll be on our side.
Well, I mean, he'll have a place to go.
Mm-hmm. At least
$40 billion.
Barron's boyfriend will have a place to dance in the new Trump ballroom. Ty, I saw this article and I didn't go back to it to get the specifics, but it talked about van life.
Yeah.
And so I saw that they are now starting to ban van life down in Gulfport.
Yeah.
So apparently last year after the storms, a lot of people went down to Gulfport and were just parked out along the beach there in their vehicles, and they're still there. And now a lot of people that live in Gulfport are like, okay, look, man, we were cool when you stayed for a while, but now it's time to move on. We're tired of looking at all your laundry drying on the roof of your car, your van, or whatever you're living in.
Well, I'm sure they love it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. Right. Yeah. But that's the mindset that's happening. So I wonder if you've got any thought of that, because I mean, you've got sort of a plan to do some van life, and I mean, I don't think that you're going to be,
parking on city streets,
locked into one place for a long period of time. You know,
I don't know. They've cracked down on it a lot, but it's like, there's still a homeless epidemic or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
Like, what do you want people to do?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, and. You know, we need a ballroom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. $300 million.
90,000 square foot.
Mm-hmm. Football stadium.
Ballroom bigger than the White House. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, Canada.
Yeah.
Go Blue Jays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Here's another thing, and this might be how Trump's going to be paying for his ballroom. He's demanding his DOJ, Department of Justice, to pay him $230 million
and they will.
For the investigations against him.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And of course, they probably have already paid him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they keep asking him, how is this ballroom going to be funded? And he goes, well, it's going to be my money and then other donors and stuff like that. Well, guess what? If it's because when I first heard how much it was going to cost, it was going to be about $230 million.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? That's how much he was asking from the DOJ. Okay. Now I heard today that it's going to be anywhere from $300 to $350 million.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So his nut is going to come from suing the DOJ.
So out of our pocket.
Yep. Yeah, right. Taxpayers won't have to pay it, right? But guess what? Anything the DOJ pays them comes out of our pocket. Right.
That's not their money.
Kind of seems like he's a scam artist.
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm starting to pick up on that a little bit. The guy might be a little fraudulent. There's something about this guy that I'm not, I'm not 100% on this guy.
Art of the steal.
Part of the, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's a little something. There's something about him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I thought it was weird about the whole orange paint and stuff like that. And I got over that. But there's a shady side to this guy. There's a little bit of a shady side to this guy.
I guess the 34,
yeah.
37 felonies didn't give you a heads up?
Listen, honey. A lot of people have been accused of a lot of things, and please don't talk about our president that way.
Our God Emperor.
Mm-hmm. You know that he was sent here by Jesus.
Yeah.
And he is a genius. I've heard that.
He's the chosen one.
Mm.
You ever seen anybody else grow an ear back like that?
Nope.
No, and that's pretty damn amazing. That's pretty damn amazing. And listen to me, man. Yeah, talk about miracles. You know, I always thought in my lifetime that the two biggest miracles were TV and telephone. You know what I mean? How are you making that happen over wires? But that ear thing, that's really got me thinking.
That's miraculous. Something else.
That's got me thinking.
I mean, that is like a lizard that grows his tail back.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. Is he reptilian?
Maybe.
Or is he? What do they call crabs? Crabs aren't reptilian because crabs grow their claws back.
It's a crustacean.
Maybe he's a crustacean.
He's a crustacean.
He's crusty, that's, all right.
That's why he's orange.
Yeah, he's not reptilian. He's a crustacean. Is one of his arms bigger than the other one? Like, oh.
Is his claw in a hand's
right.
mitt?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why they're so small.
That's why they're always bruised.
Yeah. Do you hear about this grandmaster chess player, 29 years old, that just wound up dead? And I mean, he was like, he was living here in America, and he was Russian, and he was like the guy, you know. But apparently, I've heard. I didn't go too far into the story, but yeah, 29 years old, just found dead. And now they're investigating another grand champion, another Russian grand champion that they think may have something to do with his death.
That's an episode of Columbo.
Yeah, right.
I've seen that episode.
Did you ever learn how to play chess, Ty?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
It's a great game. I play it like checkers. I don't know how to play it. I never took the time to play it.
Checkers is a ridiculous game. Checkers, there's no rules.
No, checkers is the bomb. Checkers, easy, easy peasy. Let's get this done. You know,
I chess
get to the other side, king
better.
Me, and I'll head back the other way.
Whole
I'm
lot
jumping
more,
you. You're jumping me.
Nope. Whole know? Lot more strategy to chess.
Chess is like
you have to think.
Chess is the smart man's checkers.
Yeah.
I could never remember the moves. This one goes this way. This one goes this way.
There's not that many.
Oh, there's a lot of moves. This one goes up and to the left. This one goes up to the right. And this one can do any of them go diagonal. You know,
yes.
I mean, it's a whole thing.
Oh, my God.
I know. I try to keep him away from Millie when she's around the chessboard.
Well, at least he knows the earth is round.
Or do I?
you believe that space is real. That's a plus.
Kind of. Mm, kind of. I mean, I know that it's dark up there and there's twinkly lights and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Those are just holes in the dome.
Holes in the dome.
lights on the ceiling.
Somebody drilled some holes in the dome.
So why is it light beyond the dome?
Mm. I don't know.
Just lights on the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. We talked about the van life. What about things that back in the day, and this is even before your time, Ty, but Steph, back in the day that were considered like luxury items that are just commonplace now. It's like, and the first thing that came to mind for me was air conditioning in cars.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, can you imagine? I don't think they sell a car today that doesn't have AC.
Well,
not a new one.
Right.
Automatic.
Automatic.
I mean, if we're talking about cars.
Right. What about power windows?
Power windows, power seats.
I think probably my first three cars had crank windows. I don't think I had an electric window until... When was the first car we had that had an electric window? I can't even remember. I mean, I can remember cranking those windows for a long time. You know.
Yeah, that was all special upgrades.
Yep. Think about how I remember when cable started coming out. You were something else if you had cable.
Cable, HBO.
Oh my God, you were something else if you had cable, because not everybody had it. You know, everybody
no,
was
you
like,
still had the three channels that
right.
could watch football
mm-hmm.
on Sundays.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of things.
Wow, look at that. Full free.
Yeah.
Without a subscription.
Yeah.
Well, I mean.
Well, cell phones.
Are there things that we consider like luxury items that we had back then that people are like, oh, wow. Yeah, this is something that, I mean, like, what would it be?
Oh, you know what?
What?
Affordable housing.
Affordable
well,
housing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pensions.
Pensions. Pensions. That's a good one.
Mm.
Pensions are a good one. A pension. A pension.
Any kind of retirement.
Yeah.
Out of your own
pensions
income.
Used to be commonplace. Now they don't exist.
Mm-hmm.
Healthcare.
Yeah, healthcare.
Right.
You know, when you had a full-time job,
right.
You and your family had healthcare.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Ronald Reagan.
Yep.
Did such great things for the country.
Yeah.
Just trickled right down, didn't it?
Trickled right down.
Where are we? What time is it? Okay. Just trying to put myself in order here. Hey, so there's a Japanese doctor who has come out with a... he's discovered that we can absorb oxygen through our butts.
Yeah, I saw that thumbnail. I didn't read it. Because
well,
pass.
Well, it's for people with like respiratory problems. Okay, so if you've got an issue with your lungs and you can't actually get the right amount of oxygen in, it's not that you're actually breathing through your butt, but they are going to put like a some sort of implant in your butt that will create enough oxygen for you to live on.
So I'll pass.
Butt breathing.
It's
something that's, listen, you know, every day there are new discoveries, and this is one that I feel like could go a long way.
I think my butt produces enough air already.
Well, that's only in an exit.
Well,
that's an exit. So, yeah, to survive, if you couldn't take any air in on the top side,
well,
you got to be able to take some air in some way.
But you don't want that backwash
no.
of air
mm-hmm.
into your lungs.
Well, the thing is,
what you
don't want is for the butt breathing to go through the whole system, and now you actually have on the top side butt breath.
Right.
Well, you don't want that to work through the system. You want to keep that down below, and you know where it's manageable.
Manageable.
Gotta manage that butt breath over there, buddy. There's no amount of gum that can take care of that.
That yogurt's not going to fix that.
No.
Well, I mean, Tic Tacs are a convenient shape. Get a couple of those in there.
What would you be willing to put in your butt?
No, stop. Next conversation, please.
I mean, if you had
to. Moving on.
If you had to. It's like if you had to hide something in there. What would you be willing to?
You've seen the interview, right?
No.
Oh, you need to see the interview.
I mean, what exactly would you be willing to put in that prison purse there? I mean, what would you? I mean, you know, we talked about, what was it, 2 weeks ago? Dude, they arrested in Polk County, had a whole thermos in there. Yeah. A whole thermos. That's got to take some work.
I read a story the other day. The guy was stealing, like, biscuits. And he put that in his butt and it exploded.
A can of biscuits.
When the yeast expanded or something. Oh, no, warm. a whole can?
Yeah.
A can of biscuits?
Yeah.
But he didn't even crack them on the side of the counter?
No.
He just in his walking around, he must have like bent over or something and kaboom.
Right there in the Walmart.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Butt talk right here on the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. Where are you going to get it? Nowhere but here.
Nowhere but here.
Thank God it's the top of the hour.
Yep. There's like 4 people out there listening to this show. So happy we talked about butt stuff.
Butts.
All right, folks, we're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m., right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine, 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. We're going to take this break, and it's going to be several minutes long. But during the break, we're going to play a plethora of promos. Do yourself a favor and check out these promos, because there's a lot of fantastic programming on Radio St. Pete and on Sunshine. Excuse me, 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. We've got talk shows, we've got music shows, you name it. It's all in these promos. Do yourself a favor and check them out. These are shows that come on later tonight after our show, and then throughout the weekend, we will be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go anywhere, because we've got still a lot of good stuff to talk about. We'll be right back.
Sunshine 96.7 FM. WLMX LP St. Petersburg, Radio St. Pete.
One and all, let us imbibe with the Marco Radio Show Happy Hour. This is Ed Rowe from the Boho Sideshow.
Okay, Psycho Killer, Talking Heads. The reason I played that song is because I was thinking the other day that people that know me, especially you two, know that I have like an affinity for.
I wouldn't call it an affinity.
Well, I have an interest in serial killers, right? I mean, I can watch serial killer documentaries all day, and I don't know what it is. I certainly don't want to be one, that kind of thing. But I started thinking about what's happening.
Isn't that one of the red flags?
No, no, well, no. When I start killing woodland animals. For no reason at all, then that's like the first step.
That's not, the first
not just
step.
Being interested in them. But anyway, so I was thinking the other day that I have this thing for serial killers, but then I started thinking that with everything that's going on in America, with all of Trump's cuts to health care, you know, Medicaid, Medicare, that kind of thing, the jobs. You know, shutting down the government employees not working and stuff like that.
Or working and not getting paid.
Right, that kind of thing.
Which is worse.
People are going to start dying.
Yeah.
And so in my mind, that makes him a psycho killer.
Well, and
say.
Blowing up the fishing boats.
Yeah, he's like a psycho killer.
And so, and anyway, look,
that's why I played the song.
People are going to start killing themselves.
Right.
Because of their desperate situation.
Don't give them the credit. Just let's blame it all on Trump. He's the psycho killer. It's all going to go back to him.
Right.
don't give the individual the credit.
No.
he's the reason. He's the reason. Anyway. All right, folks, we're back here in the studio. Got my blushing bride, Steph. We got our boy, Tygen, and, of course, me, Marco. And we're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. 727-804-5891 is the number to call or text if you want to play along. We said before the break that the four people listening to our butt conversation were probably very pleased. And then I got a text from it says Lenny and Solvay, and it says listener number 5 just joining. So they may have missed the whole butt conversation. But,
good.
Good timing. good timing. And then, of course, your mom says, it's okay, I'm not eating right now, when we were talking about the whole butt stuff. So.
Or anytime soon.
Yeah, right.
No wonder she doesn't weigh 100 pounds. Would you cut it out?
She loses all of her weight on Friday evening. Yeah.
She loses her appetite for the entire week.
Should we go revisit the butt breathing for the people that missed the... No, we don't want to do it. Okay. All right. We won't do it. But if you're interested in butt breathing,
it's out there.
And Google it. It's a thing.
Google it.
It's a real thing. Hey, you know, earlier we were talking about Trump blowing these boats out of the water. And one of the things that I saw also that is sort of, and this is like a sport in Russia. So apparently for $15,000, you can pay the Russian government to go on a Somali pirate hunting trip. Where you're flying around in like helicopters and stuff and blowing Somali pirates out of the water.
Okay.
So $15,000.
Mm-hmm. And so welcome to
the deal.
I mean, and listen, the Russians, they're this is maybe where we're going.
This is where we're going.
Mm-hmm. I mean, how soon?
It starts with the Python challenge.
How soon can I pay Trump $15,000 to blow up one of those drug boats?
I'm sure he'd let you do it now.
He'd probably ask a lot more than $15,000.
He's got
a greedy bastard. He's a greedy bastard. Yep. Orange prick. Anyway. Let's see. I saw something the other day. It said 63% of Americans say that their favorite sandwich is what?
Ham.
A ham sandwich?
Mm-hmm.
No.
No?
What would you think? 63% of Americans say their absolute favorite sandwich is what?
Peanut hamburger. Butter and jelly.
Nope. A grilled cheese sandwich.
I mean, that is pretty good.
Grilled cheese is pretty damn good. Now, I heard something the other day. This is very interesting to me. Somebody said that, and this is something that goes back to their grandmother, instead of coating the bread in butter before you put it in the pan, coat it in mayonnaise.
Oh, I was gonna say that.
In mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise.
And I was like, what?
Yeah.
And listen.
Makes it crispier.
My mother was the mayonnaise queen of New Orleans, right? And but then, Steph, you got me off the whole mayonnaise kick. I couldn't eat a sandwich without mayonnaise until I met you. And it wasn't until we were married 20 years until I got off the mayonnaise kick, you know?
I had to take the mayonnaise out one side.
David Graham says grilled three types of cheese. Three cheese grilled cheese from Debbie Dan Gray. She says,
"Oh, absolutely! Yeah. It's all of
What goes best with grilled cheese sandwich?
Tomato soup with goldfish.
100%
with goldfish crackers. 100%,
right? Yeah, but that whole using mayonnaise instead of butter. That kind of, I was like, okay, all right." I'm a fan of mayonnaise. You got to have the right mayonnaise, though.
Yeah.
I can't go the Kraft mayonnaise. I got to go like Hellman's.
It's got to be Hellman's.
I got to go the real mayonnaise. That Kraft mayonnaise is like eating like mashed up marshmallows or something. It's
gross.
<not good. laughs> Yeah.
Too sweet.
Mm-hmm. Now, Kraft mayonnaise, the sweeter mayonnaise, is really pretty damn good on a roast beef sandwich.
Or like a ham
sandwich.
That's
a little sweet and savory.
On like with one of those Hawaiian rolls. That's pretty good.
Oh.
Okay.
Is there anything better than a Hawaiian roll?
Pretty good.
Listen, if you're not when you're grilling and stuff like that and you're doing burgers or whatever, if you're not getting the potato rolls, you're out of your mind.
Mm-hmm. Or the Hawaiian.
Or potato rolls.
Sweet.
Come on, man.
Potato buns.
It makes a whole difference.
Do yourself a favor.
The only reason your mom never put mayonnaise on the grilled cheese.
Because she was saving it for something else.
No, because she was also a big butter fan.
Oh, my God. My mom didn't cook anything
without butter.
Whose mashed potatoes were better than my mother's?
None.
10 sticks of butter. I mean, bless her soul. It might have been all the butter that did her in.
Paula Deen never added as much butter to her southern cooking as your mother. If Paula Deen said two, we're putting three in.
Butter hides all ills. You got a bad day, put some butter on it.
That's it. Saute it in butter.
Put some butter on it.
You think you don't like a vegetable?
Put some butter on it.
Saute it in butter.
Now it's like, do we start slapping mayonnaise on it? Mm. I don't know. I mean, they have all kinds of mayonnaise now. They got the, somebody was taught in this conversation said that they have it like a garlic mayonnaise.
Oh,
and they've actually tried the mayonnaise on the grilled cheese sandwich, and they said it is the bomb.
I bet.
Something to think about next time you're having a grilled cheese.
The whole Dijonaise.
A little something. Mm-hmm. I saw something the other day, and they were talking about there's a bill, House Bill 127 here in the state of Florida that they're trying to get passed, and it says cursive writing in school is going to become mandatory again. Do you remember? For what reason? Right. When we were kids, we were all taught cursive writing.
Right.
I can remember being like third and fourth grade, and going through all the pains of trying to learn how to write cursive. You know, I don't write anything cursive except for my signature.
Yeah.
That is it.
Well, I think that's probably why.
But why? What's the push? What's the reason? I think what it is so here's this dickhead congressman here in the state of Florida who's going to try to push through this House Bill 127 because you know what? He's got to come up with something before the end of the year. I gotta propose something.
Let me hear it.
Well, it's the proposed bill is basically we're going to demand that all students learn cursive again. That's
For what?
Think about this, though. As cursive goes away and the education of cursive goes away, it will become technically a lost language. You find your great-great-grandmother's letters, diary.
Yeah.
You are not going to be able to read it.
That's true. And do you know anybody?
Surprised. Is he a Republican?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Well, then that surprises me.
Oh, he's trying to get on the bandwagon. We're going to try to push all these ridiculous things through Congress.
No. See, that's in my mind.
Yeah.
That's not ridiculous, because when you find your grandparents, great-grandparents' letters from World War II about fighting in the war and the love letters or whatever that they sent, and you can't read them, you have lost history.
Yeah.
You would think that, you know, not teaching cursive would help erase the history that this administration is trying to erase.
I just got from Lenny and Solvay. You'll need it after the apocalypse when you're writing with a crow quill in your own blood.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're, you tap a vein and that's your inkwell.
I'm not writing anything anymore at that point.
No, I'm probably just going to do it with my fingertip.
It's unga bunga time.
Gonna go straight caveman.
Uh-huh.
Pictures.
If I can't get what I want from hitting it with a stick, it's not happening.
Yeah. I don't know. I know some people. I have some people in my life that have some really nice handwriting. My buddy Paul's got very nice handwriting. I've seen his dad Clay's handwriting, very nice. My mom always had really nice handwriting. My mom was not a cursive handwriter, but
she was a mixed.
She was mixed. I mean, and that's where I learned how I write. Now, not to say that mine looks anything like hers, but mine's a mixture of all caps and small letters, and it's just that's just the way it is. I had somebody tell me one time that I had good handwriting. I was like, "Are you out of your mind?"
You do.
I don't think I do at all.
Mine is big and loopy.
Yours big and loopy. Yours big and loopy. Yours looks like you just grabbed the pen with your fist. And it's like you're trying to carve it in stone.
I hate writing. I really do.
Ty just grabs the pen.
Sign here.
My name, Ty. Last name, X.
Too many letters.
Right. Yeah, thank God. Yeah,
That
really
G,
huge last name.
That G,
all
is
four
hard.
Letters. That's one of the whole reasons why I stopped doing the cursive with my signature. Even my signature has a regular G. I don't do a cursive G.
Yeah, I don't. Who does?
It's the most ridiculous looking. There's some ridiculous looking cursive letters.
There are.
How about cursive Q? Cursive Z? Cursive G? It's like, come on, man. You're trying to get too fancy.
Right. Yeah.
Trying to get too fancy. What are you, French?
What is all of this? Why do we need so many loops? Just do it like this.
Yeah. Yeah. And you, talking about loops, you write in circles, so.
I do write in circles. It works for me. It flows.
Yeah. Do you know that the, who do you suppose created cursive?
A man.
Bob Cursive.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I was right, it was a man.
Bob Cursive, yeah. Well, look, come on, man, it's a man's world.
Mm-hmm. Toilet guy, John Crapper.
John Crapper, right.
Yeah. All the other important things, women, but yeah, that men took credit for.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. That's the way we do.
Right? Yeah.
It's the way we do, man. It's the way we do.
Go America.
It's great. It's great again.
I'm trying to. There's a couple of things because we have a lot of things that we watch that I want to talk about, but I want to get the rest of the other things out of the way here.
Yeah, we need more time than 3 minutes.
Oh, we talked about the psychopaths, right? And a psycho killer. And then I heard this thing today that said psychopaths use hugging as a way to control and manipulate people. So now it really makes me think about Thomas.
Yeah.
Thomas the hugger.
He's like a python.
Who gives the best hug you've ever had in your life.
He's trying to feel how big you are.
He's trying, right. Okay,
he's
so.
He's sizing you up for dinner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. So I heard this story one time talking about pythons, right? So there was this exotic dancer, and she used to sleep with her python that she would perform with, right? And she said, what I've noticed is lately, he is, in the middle of the night, he'll just be like wrapping me up. And, you know what I mean? And so she went to like a vet or somebody, and the vet said, yeah, he's sizing you up. He's trying to figure out if he can swallow you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh my God.
You probably need to feed him more.
First of
so
all,
he doesn't eat you.
First of all, who's the psycho here? I mean, if you're sleeping with a python or whatever it is.
Something's not right.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
Here's your sign.
How's therapy going?
Yeah. So, yeah. The
oh,
next,
no
the,
therapy you should try.
The next time I'm around Thomas, I'm going to be like, hold on, buddy. What are your intentions here? You trying to manipulate me? Mm-hmm. You got me all locked up here. Got my knees all buckled up because it's a great hug. But there might be a deeper something going on.
Evil.
Evil intentions. Mm-hmm. Oh, I did hear that the boob jobs are becoming less popular.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Because they're very expensive. No one has any money.
No one has any money. It says more and more plastic surgeons are removing implants. So it seems like the new trend is for a smaller breast on women.
Yay. Go me.
Do you remember, wasn't there a time when it was like, oh my God, everybody's getting boob jobs?
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? So now it's, I guess it's a thing that's being reversed.
Nobody can afford that. Mm-hmm.
Another thing.
They're also very toxic.
Yeah. Another thing I heard right before the break here is that trick-or-treating is on its way out. The new thing is trunk-or-treating. And it's trick-or-treating tailgating.
Yes.
Where a bunch of people go to a big parking lot and, have costumes.
You don't go door-to-door anymore.
Right. Which I think is probably safe. Mm-hmm. Unless somebody throws it in the back of their trunk and drives off.
How are you supposed to get a beer from your random neighbor
less
when you're
boob
16?
Sweat. Debbie Dan Gray says less boob sweat. So... I think Debbie.
I think the boob jobs gave you less boob sweat
because it was uplifting.
Yeah, they held.
The, oh yeah, so now you take them out. Now you're back into the boob sweat game.
Yeah, you're full in.
Jeez, Deb, do some research. Before you text something like "no more boob sweat," you think about what you just said. Steph's got it sussed out.
You were a teenager in the 70s, no bras. You put it on to keep the boob sweat off.
Right. All right, it's time for another break.
Sweet.
We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. right here on RadioSaintPete.com, online and on Sunshine, 96.7 FM. Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. I got a little ditty here by a band called Them.
Them.
I'm going to ask you, Ty, when we come back, who was the lead singer of Them? Don't look it up. Put your phone down. We'll be right back. All right. Well, that was Baby Please Don't Go by Them. And Ty, before the break, I asked you, who is the lead singer? Who was the lead singer of Them?
I don't know.
Van the Man Morrison. Mm. Mm-hmm.
I've seen him.
We have. We saw him at the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. Mm-hmm. That's right. Van Morrison was the lead singer back in the day of Them. And what's crazy is they are the ones that originated the whole pronoun thing that's big in America right now.
Who?
Who?
They.
They.
Them.
Them. Who's on first? What's on second?
What's on third? Yeah, old pronoun.
Who's on third?
Mm-hmm. Don't mind me. Sometimes I get a little silly. Anyway, folks, we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, 727-804-5891. Jim Morrison, cousin in Them. Wait a minute.
Was it Jim?
No, it's not Jim Morrison. It's Van Morrison. Van Morrison. And they're not cousins. One's British, one's not.
That doesn't mean they're not cousins.
Distant cousins.
Well,
they could be distant.
Oh, my God. What if that is the case?
You know.
Same last name. You're right. I never thought about that. Oh, my God. Did we just crack the case here?
Is
Jim Morrison and Van Morrison actually related? How crazy would that be? That's a musical family.
I think we just opened an investigation.
We got to check this out.
We just opened the doors.
Thanks, Debbie. Now we won't think about anything else all weekend.
We just opened the doors.
Nice. Very good
awesome,
time.
Awesome, Ty.
Very good time. Anyway, folks, this is our fourth and final segment of the show.
Yes.
Hopefully we won't have to punt. 727-804-5891 is the number to call if you want to play along. This last segment goes by quick, and so sit down, pay attention, and you know, that kind of thing. Let's see. Let's talk about some things that we have watched recently, because sometimes I like hearing what other people are watching, and I like to share what we have watched. So here's a couple of things.
We've watched some pretty interesting stuff.
We have. And what was it? Was it last night or the night before that we watched I Like Me? And that's the.
That looked good.
It was good. It's the John Candy story. And if you can't get behind John Candy, then I don't want to know you.
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you? The guy was just a big, sweet guy.
And I teared up several times.
Yeah. I figured it was going to be that kind
of
thing.
It's that kind of thing.
Debbie Dan said she did her her homework on. This whole thing, and it's she got it from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but she's not saying whether or not they are related or not. But she is doing some sort of
a documentary.
Sleuthing. She's doing some sleuthing.
Do some sleuthing. We'll make a documentary.
Right.
We'll do it as a podcast.
Yeah. The whole John Candy thing. I Like Me was very good. It's worth watching, especially if you're a John Candy fan.
How could you not be?
No, you're right. I mean, do you have a favorite John Candy movie or a John Candy moment? There's so many things.
I like his cameo in the Home Alone movie.
I don't remember that one, but
it's great.
One of my favorite things is in the National Lampoon movie where they finally get to Wally World, right? And he comes out and he goes, "Well, the moose should have told you that we're closed." Didn't the moose tell you? You know what I mean?
Spaceballs.
Spaceballs for sure.
Yeah, Spaceballs.
Spaceballs is great. Just a lot of them. He's just always been great. And supposedly, according to this documentary, was one of the best people that you could ever know in your life. So
yeah, what he presented in film. Mm-hmm. He was just that guy.
Just a big sweetheart.
Yeah.
Right.
So. And very touching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if it hadn't been for his crack addiction, he'd probably be alive today.
You know.
Look, it's hardest on the nice people to survive in a negative world.
We watched this weird thing the other night. It was called the Family Fang, F-A-N-G. And it's Nicole Kidman, Jason Bateman, and Christopher Walken. And I'm trying to. It was almost like a dream that we watched that. I mean, can you remember anything about it?
The vibe was all over the place.
Oh,
it was so crazy. It's the craziest thing.
And it's an old film.
And the thing is, it's like this family where Christopher Walken. Who was the mom?
In the beginning, like early years, it was the girl from SNL. That I can't think of what her name
is. Right. I know who you're talking about, right.
And then I forget who it was.
Yeah. But it was a family that would try to, it was like they were the original TikTokers.
Yeah.
From back in the day where they would just go and stage a whole situation and film it and then somehow put it out. And this is like even before internet. So how are they even getting this out there? They're like snuff films or something of them like staging a bank robbery or, you know, just crazy stuff.
For art.
Yeah, for art. It was a crazy, crazy, crazy movie.
Interesting watch.
Yeah, The Family Fang. Nicole Kidman, you know, I could take or leave. Jason Bateman, I think, is pretty interesting. And Christopher Walken, I mean, come on, he's a legend.
If you don't have any expectations, and need to kill an hour and a half, yeah, 2 hours. Yeah,
it wasn't long. And
it wasn't very unpleasant,
yeah,
but it was interesting.
Yeah. Then we watched earlier this week this thing called The Perfect Neighbor.
Ooh.
And this is about something that happened here in the FLA. And I remember when it all went down, I remember hearing news reports and stuff about this whole thing, where it's a neighborhood, and it is a neighborhood, and I'm not going to call it the hood.
It was Section 8 housing.
It was Section 8 housing, and this woman, the single woman who was a little bit older, she lived by herself. And was obviously very racist.
Yes.
And she was in the wrong neighborhood to be that racist. And she called the police multiple times complaining about the noise and the kids and da-da-da-da-da. And then after the several times of calling the police, now everybody realizes that it's this lady. And now they all start harassing her. So it's like... It's almost like, well, did you bring that on yourself? Or, I mean, what? It was hard.
It was hard to watch.
It was hard to watch. And then she ends up, there was a situation where she had, the old lady had a situation with one of the kids, an altercation. The kid went home, told his mom. The mom went up to bang on her door, and she shot the lady through the door and killed her. Right? The old lady shot the mother through the door and killed her.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, now she got like 25 years in prison for it because, the police didn't, the police were like, listen, we have a history here. We've right. come out to your place multiple times because of your complaints,
It was a very interesting watch.
The interesting,
it was hard to watch.
The interesting thing about the way that it was filmed, is that it was all filmed from police body cam.
Mm-hmm.
So everything that you saw was actual footage.
It was a documentary.
Yeah, everything you saw was actual footage, and everything that was in it were the actual players in this whole thing. And it's like, man, I think it was an avoidable situation, but then it turned into an unavoidable situation. I don't know what I would have done if I was her. I certainly would have moved. If I was that unhappy being there, I would have moved.
It's not hard to get along.
Right.
And if you can't get along, remove yourself from a situation.
Lenny and Solvay say, Van and Jim playing together at the Whiskey A Go-Go in 1966 in Los Angeles. I bet that was a show.
Oh.
I bet that was a show. Yeah, that would have been something to see. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, that would have been good. But yeah, that The Perfect Neighbor, that's a good one to watch. And it gives, it's sort of like one of those it's like wow. This is how bad it can get. This is how out of hand it can get.
This is what's happening
right.
in American neighborhoods
right,
right now.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
And we've lost respect for each other.
Yeah.
And it's not a good situation.
Some mm-hmm. people never had it.
Right.
But people need to learn it. If mm-hmm. we are going to survive.
These they don't seem to learn too well.
Well, there's a lot of people that refuse to learn.
They're happy with their red hats and,
Oh, no, this is... Watch the documentary.
Yep.
It's civility.
Yeah.
Needs to be taught.
What did we watch last night? Oh, we watched Trees Lounge. Remember? Trees Lounge. It was forgettable. I mean, truly, it was not that great. but it had what's his name that I like.
Steve Buscemi.
Yeah, Steve Buscemi was in it. I like him.
Yeah.
But
you fell asleep early on.
Yeah, yeah. I definitely fell asleep through a lot of it. But Steve Buscemi was in it. But forgettable. But we watched that last night.
Again, you know, it obviously not agitating.
Mm. Did you hear about Amazon? You know, they've got this whole robot thing that they want to, you know.
Drone delivery?
Well, that and actual robots doing deliveries.
Oh, the little doggies?
And robots in the factories. They're saying that...
they already use the robots in the factories.
Yeah, well, what they're saying is that by 2033... they want to replace 600,000 employees with robots.
Mm, yeah, making a lot of jobs. 600,000
employees with
robots. Sounds like they're losing 600,000 customers.
I doubt it. I doubt it. So there are so many people that are just absolutely are dependent on Amazon.
Because in some places, that's the only thing.
Yeah.
600,000 workers.
Right.
Also, are 600,000 consumers
right. That's
that
true.
Now do not have a paycheck.
Yeah. Yeah. Still there.
You know, that's, in my mind, it's shooting yourself in the foot. Am I seeing it wrong?
No, but when you think about,
if you don't get a paycheck.
Right.
By going to an Amazon warehouse and working... getting a paycheck, you can't go home and get on Amazon and purchase things.
No.
If you have no money, you can't buy.
Right.
Where are those 600,000 people going to be employed where they are going to be able to purchase from Amazon?
I think they'll find other jobs, and I think that they will go back to purchasing from Amazon because Amazon has made it so easy and so convenient that as mad as they're going to be at Amazon for losing their job, they're going to be like, man, this is the only game in town, man. This is how I get my stuff like today, tomorrow,
and I don't have
to go get it.
Who is going to create those 600,000 jobs?
It's going to be robots.
The federal government?
No.
Who's going to create these paychecks for these people?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
That's my question.
Yeah. I don't know.
They're focused on a bigger, darker picture.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
You know, we're 600,000 people without income.
Mm-hmm.
How do they pay their rent? How do they buy food?
I don't know. It just, but
how do they care for their kids?
That's what the work camps are for.
Right.
They're going to solve homelessness because you're going to live in the factory.
They're going to get hired to build the ballroom.
Techno-feudalism.
I'm just...
it's just a story. Don't get mad.
I'm not mad.
Don't get angry.
I'm just
saying. It's just
saying.
A story.
I'm just saying.
Mm. Should chimpanzees have human rights?
No, we should leave them alone.
There are proponents arguing that granting rights like bodily autonomy based on chimpanzees' intelligence and emotional complexity, often advocating for legal personhood. Okay. I don't know.
Will
that,
they get to vote?
I don't know.
Because they're trying to take away my right to vote.
Yeah, I don't think the chimpanzees will ever have that. Opponents and courts typically reject this, arguing that the chimpanzees, unlike humans, cannot bear legal duties and that they are considered animals or property under law. And listen, if you watch any chimpanzee videos and stuff like that, you will become enamored because they are very human-like. the emotions. And if you ever watch chimpanzees or apes playing with their kids, it's like, wow. It's
amazing. Humans should be.
Right. Anyway.
We should just leave them alone.
Yep, we should. I think so, too. Stop trying to make them pets and so that they'll eat your friend's face off and stuff like that. Yeah. We have to do these quotes. We have to do these quotes. Look at what time it is. Goodness gracious. We're running right down to it. The first quote says, we know they're lying. They know they're lying. They know we know they're lying. We know they know we know they're lying, but they're still lying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This one says, when justice becomes selective, it ceases to become justice at all. That came from Jasmine Crockett. This one says, they never wrote a rule against electing felons. They mistakenly assumed America wouldn't be that stupid.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This one says, destruction of the White House, White House's East Wing, failed to uncover the Epstein files.
Yeah. Or what's his name? Hoffa.
Yeah. Saw this on a T-shirt. It says, science making religion look stupid since the 17th century.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And the last one says, I've heard enough from old white men.
Agreed.
Yeah. Those are the quotes. Let's see. Steph, do you have anything you want to add here at the end of the show?
It's been a beautiful week.
Has.
We have beautiful weather coming up ahead.
Cooler, right.
Cooler. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you on Halloween.
There you go. That's right. Our next show is actually Halloween.
Halloween.
That's cool.
Next Friday's Halloween and my dad's birthday.
Yes. Bam, bam, happy bam, bam. Birthday.
Yep. He's out there traveling the world with his girl, Vicky. My God, I wish I could find the list of all the places that they're going. It's amazing.
It's like, insane.
It's like 100 places in 20 days or something, something like that.
They're going to see the whole world
something
before
like that.
They get back.
Yep. Ty, do you have anything you want to add here at the end of the show?
No.
Okay, nothing. I will say, Semper Fi, Devil Dogs, I miss your mom. Duchess, it's about that time, sweetheart. And I will also say thank you to everybody that has texted in this evening and played along. I appreciate all of you. You know I do. And you'll get a text from me here in a few minutes to let you know just how much I love you. Anyway, folks, we're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine, 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. We love speaking with you every Friday evening and look forward to speaking with you again next Friday, Halloween. Have a safe weekend. Be cool. See ya.
That's all, folks. That came out.